Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Theo Coleman is in our studio, and he has a Salvation Army uniform on. Theo, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thank you, man.
What's your rank in the Army?
I am a soldier in the Army. That's my church.
Everybody that wears a uniform, though, is an ordained minister in the Army. Is that true?
The officers are.
But you're not an officer.
No.
I see. So do you work for the Salvation Army?
I do. I'm the Corps Ministries Director on 69th Street in Englewood at the Salvation Army Adele and Robert Stern Red Shield Center.
I know the Red Shield Center. We were talking about this off the air, but I didn't have anything to do with it, except I was there for its groundbreaking and championed it. And the Wentworth Grade School, which was across the street, we used to interview the principal of that school all the time. She was fighting a good fight. And I used to work with one of the volunteers for the Army, and we would, a few times a year, do a sort of a book party for the teachers. All the books we get here at the radio station, we'd put them in boxes, save them all year long, and then go down there and bring donuts and coffee and books for the faculty and staff at the school. Wow. They loved it because that part of Englewood's kind of Forgottonia for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And they appreciated that somebody knew that they were still there. That school is closed now, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. About 3 years.
Which sort of puts the emphasis then on the Red Shield Center in Englewood. It's even greater for you all to do what you do over there. Am I right?
You are, John. The mission is really strong. It's a lot of gang factions in that area, and we're just wanting to encourage the kids to go another route.
How you doing on that?
Not bad. We've got a few programs at the center there. One program in particular is Wednesday night. It's called CLL, Celebrate Launch and Landing. And it kind of culminates in teaching the kids to celebrate the launching of their life and also have mentors to help them land, hopefully in good direction and successfully. We start out with the kids. At the beginning, we'll have like praise and worship time and a short devotional, like 10-15 minutes, audio visual, talking about things that's going on in the community.
How old are the kids that are watching this?
I would say about between 7 and 19.
Oh, really? You get young teenagers and teenagers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have about 7 mentors. And after we have the devotional or discussion, we'll separate into groups and talk about what's going on in their lives.
What other services do you do at the Red Shield?
Oh, wow. I am the worship leader. I play piano. I'm also the driver for bell ringing season.
Do you do food services? You don't provide shelter for people there, right?
We provide no shelter. That's mainly ARCs or other places, other Salvation Army. We do food pantry there on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Do you have a recreational facility there?
We do. Man, the Red Shield Center, we have a giant basketball court, also workout facilities upstairs, and a full track, full-size track.
That's at Red Shield?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking also in my head right now of what you have at Croc, but that's way further south. But you have this for the people, for the community in Englewood. Think about that. I mean, people are afraid to drive through Englewood, let alone devote their lives and provide services to people, a gym, a treadmill for you to exercise on, a place to safely get groceries, a place where the kids can go and sing and not only have good values, but do anything safely.
Yeah.
The Salvation, you know, it's funny. Everybody else runs away. Target wants to leave some neighborhoods, blah, blah, blah. The school we described closed.
Yeah.
People still live there. Yeah. People still live there. And if we all throw up our hands and say, well, boy, these people, what are we going to do? Nothing's going to get better if somebody doesn't stay and help. Salvation Army never leaves. That's where the Salvation Army goes, for crying out loud. So how can you not make a donation to somebody who says, we're just trying to do the most good whenever we do something? And that's you guys. You have an interesting personal story relative to the Army, too.
Yeah, I do, John. I've got to say this. I almost relapsed on that Pabst Blue Ribbon commercial,
I shouldn't have been talking about the beer stuff. We were doing this. All of us beer drinkers going, oh, isn't that a great beer? Were you a drug addict or an alcoholic?
I was both. I was alcoholic and drug addict for 13 years.
At what age did you start?
I started at 23.
That late?
And it's so weird. I went to a Christian school, private school. And when I got into college, man, I went crazy.
So this wasn't a kid who was born in a bad, tough neighborhood who never had a rudder. It sounded like you were doing okay?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Was doing pretty good.
You have a mom and dad at home?
Just a mother.
Yeah.
And very grateful for her. Beautiful lady.
What happened at school?
You know, I think maybe the sheltered life, once I got a chance to kind of spread my wings and do what I wanted to do, I just did it too much, I guess. That's what was going on with me.
When did you realize you had a problem?
It may have been about, I think in 95, maybe.
How old would you be then?
I think I was about 30.
Really?
Yeah, 34.
So you've been doing that. What were you on at the time? Was it cocaine?
Yeah, yeah. I went from alcohol to smoking weed, and then I think I maybe snorted cocaine, and then right away went to smoking crack, man. It was crazy.
What happened to your family or personal life as a result of all that?
It was terrible. I lost wives, houses, cars. A lot of the trust of my family members was just gone. They loved me. They wanted me to succeed, but the trust level was gone.
Were you able to keep a job?
No, not at all, man.
So then where are you living at the rock bottom?
I lived 2 years homeless. So I had 13 years alcohol and drug addiction. And two of those years I was homeless on the streets of Indianapolis, Indiana. And man, it was terrible, John. I tell you, when you talk about what the Salvation Army does, truly they reached out and helped me when I didn't have anything. I didn't have insurance to go into a program. I didn't have money. And then I didn't have any options.
When somebody's going through that, do they appreciate what they're doing to themselves?
It depends. It depends on the stage that they're at in addiction.
Are they like, were you like, okay, I know this is as bad as it gets, but I got to handle it. I'll get this. I'll fix this. I'll get myself together.
That's how it starts. That's exactly how I felt when I started using drugs and alcohol.
But that was the descent. The whole way down, you knew it was bad, and you think, okay, I know this is a detour, but I got this.
Yeah.
And you didn't got this.
No, until it gets a hold of you, I think. I thought that, and then once it got a hold of me, I had lost so much over this stuff that it felt like just a reflex. That
did
it was
you not
something.
Feel like yourself anymore then? Because that doesn't, it sounds like two different people, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it was. Man, I it was like a whole nother life.
How did you come to the Salvation Army then? What happened?
Well, I was on the streets of Indianapolis, and I had been up for maybe three or four days in around 16th Street in Indianapolis. And a friend of mine, Envoy Stephen McNary, that I had met in Indianapolis, was running the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center in Gary, Indiana. He had heard how bad I was doing, told some people, hey, if you see him, give him my number. And I'll get him to the center in Gary and help him get himself together and help him find a job. I wasn't thinking about that at all. I just had his number in my pocket. I was walking down 16th Street and my feet were blistered. I was really doing bad, but I was just looking for my next high. That's all. Because once I got the high, I felt like I was okay and I could make it, you know, for a little bit. I went into a McDonald's that normally the lady puts me off the lot for panhandling or trespassing or, you know, anything. And it was so weird. I went in and went to the a register, and she was working the register. And I gave her the number to call for me to get some help. And she just pointed to the back of the restaurant for me to go sit down. And it was about 8 in the morning that morning. And I sat there in the McDonald's till about 8 that evening. She called and she came back and she said, they have a bus ticket ready for you to Gary, Indiana. Hmm. And I was very grateful. She said, can you get there? And I said, I'll try. You know, I've got blisters on my feet. There was a mailman on the side of us sitting, eating his food, and he walked over and said, I'll take him. And I rode to the bus station in a mail truck to Gary, Indiana. It'll be 11 years in December, December 22nd.
How hard was it when you were with the Army to, I mean, the shelter's one thing, but you had to quit the drugs. How hard was that? And is that the Army is one of the leading drug and alcohol rehabilitation providers in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So were you in an Army program then?
I was. Adult Rehabilitation Center in Gary, Indiana, right there on 11th Street.
How long were you in there?
A year. And then I started working in the thrift stores. It was hard. It wasn't easy. But the process that you go through in recovery is never easy. But for some reason, I was ready.
Yeah.
And I started building a support group. I started getting mentors, and started serving people. I started, you know, praying. I started changing, and just. You know, the old saying, one day at a time. You know, a lot of times for me, it was like 1 minute at a time, because, man, I had it bad, man. You know, it was like, you know, I had to learn, almost like learning how to walk again, you know.
It sounds like there were a lot of little angels at the right time, at the right place for you. And I don't mean to praise the Salvation Army too much, because none of this, it sounds like, happens, but that you decided you were going to fix yourself. Mm-hmm. But doggone it, where would you be without the Salvation Army today?
Man, I can't even imagine.
And where would those other people be? The Red Shield Center, just where would those people be if they didn't have that? Where would the people be who are getting their lives in order because there's a Salvation Army out there? And, you know, we say this all the time. Everybody knows it, but I'm going to say it again. The Army does these services every day, every hour of the year. They remind you that they need your help. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have a kettle online. If this man's story, Theo Coleman, who is doing it in Inglewood, for God's sakes, if this man's story motivates you, then go online and make a donation to our kettle. Because we're not asking you to go we're not saying go to Inglewood tonight and hang out there. We're just saying let's help the people that are. And if you go to WGNradio.com on the John Williams page, there's the link right there. You'll see my producer, Elif, and me. You can click on that, and it takes you right to our virtual kettle. Our goal is $30,000 for my kettle this year. We are nowhere near that number, but we've just started. So if you can make a donation, not for me, not for WGN, not even for Theo, but for the people Theo's working for, I think that would be a wise investment of your charitable dollars.
Oh, yeah. John, thank you, man. You're amazing, man. Thank you for the work you're doing.
I haven't done anything. I'm just standing here. Theo, you're doing the work. There's other ways to get to that link, that website, but maybe that would be the easiest way as a WGN listener. WGNradio.com, John Williams page. Let's go look at that number in a few minutes and see if the needle's moved, because I think we can move it. God bless you, sir. Keep doing the work you're doing. We'll see you for the holidays.